Hello, I'm Jonathan Abro, an avid and intrepid traveler. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, from glacier walking to skydiving, I've traveled on all seven continents of the world. I've crossed into the Arctic and Antarctic circles. I've stood with my feet on both sides of the equator, and I've climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Despite having been diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind, I have not stopped traveling. I just learned to travel in different ways. I hope that by sharing my travels and adventures with you, it'll encourage you to go on your own as well.
Today I'm taking you to Lucerne, which turned out to be a totally unexpected Swiss adventure. It was October 2021, and we had just come out of lockdown. I had recovered from a pretty horrible bout of COVID, thankfully avoiding hospital, but horrible nevertheless. I needed to get my travel legs back and get confident in traveling again, so we decided to head off to Switzerland as it was an easy entry point. It was also easy to fly there from City Airport, which is a small airport, and so not much stress. We flew into Zurich, where we spent the day wandering around, admiring the lake and drinking great Swiss coffee. Taking the train to Lucerne, we were amazed at how beautiful it is. I mean, it's Switzerland after all, so we shouldn't be so surprised, but having never been there, it was quite breathtaking. It's a very small city, so easy to walk around, with lots of historic buildings and squares to explore. And the great thing about the fountains in each of these squares, they are not there just for decoration, they're for drinking water. Delicious water coming down from the mountains, being piped out and ready to fill our water bottles, which we did frequently. Two of the things that I found most fascinating were, first of all, the bridges. These are wooden bridges built in a zigzag fashion across the river as part of the fortification of the city. And if you've got enough vision, you can look up at the ceiling of these bridges and some fairly ghoulish scenes of what has happened in the past during Lucerne's history. The other site was also part of the city's fortification, and that were the city walls. We climbed up the stairs and were able to walk along the wide walls without any concern for my vision, as they were pretty flat, and the only place I had to take care was walking up and down the stairs. Walking along the top of these walls afforded us beautiful views, typical of the chocolate box views we are also used to seeing. Along the wall there are a number of towers, and in one of these towers is a giant clock with a face so big that it could be seen clearly from the lake, so that people could tell the time accurately. As a result, this giant clock has what is called the privilege of the first stroke, which means that when it chimes the hour, it chimes a full minute before all the rest of the clocks of the churches and towers around the city. It was quite hilarious to be standing there listening to this clock chiming the hour, and then rushing out to listen to all the rest of the clocks around the town starting to chime their hour a minute later. The day ended with us wandering around a fantastic farmer's market where we picked up breads and local cheeses and fruits that we could take back to our hotel for a delicious Swiss evening meal. In the morning we were heading off to Mount Pilatus. To get there we took a ferry along Lake Lucerne, affording us continuing views of the beauty that we had seen the day before. Our aim was to ride up the cog railway up to the top of Mount Pilatus. This was built in 1889 and was 4,618 meters to get to the top. It was then, and it is still today, the steepest cog railway in the world, with a gradient in parts of 48 degrees. Of course, the view from the top was fantastic, with all the snow-capped mountains of Switzerland surrounding us. And we even saw a group of people carrying their long Swiss horns over their shoulders. What a shame they didn't stop to play for us. We were taking the cog railway back down to one of the other stations, where we would catch a cable car back down to the lake. To our delight, the cog railway that we got into was one of the really old ones, made completely out of wood and with no windows, just spaces for us to hang out of. After taking the cable car back down to the water's edge, we sat and sipped a Swiss beer in the sunshine as we waited for our ferry to take us back to Lucerne. The small city of Lucerne really took me by surprise. The food, the restaurants, the people, the market, the sights, the sounds, and the views. I highly recommend it as another destination to put on your list for a weekend away. Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio as we head off on another adventure. But for now, I'll leave you to plan your own.